and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Warning, warning, warning.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
This is Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
The boss sound of Bosstown, WBZ, AM and FM, the Group W stations, Westinghouse Broadcasting for Boston.
The All-American Half Pound, two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Let's go.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Coming to you not so live, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And we just finished up with the 4019s with Tony Valentino with Late Night Radio that you can get off of Big Stir Records. And a big happy birthday to Tony Valentino, who turned 80 years old last week. Tony was nice enough to be a guest DJ here on my show a couple months back, and he is also the guitar player in the Standells. So happy birthday, Tony. We started things off, though, with the Idolizers. Whatever happened to the radio? Yeah, sometimes that's what I wonder. Whatever happened to the radio? That you can you can get that song off of their album, Concretans, that's on Rumbar Records. So make sure you check that out. And Ramones, do you remember rock and roll radio? I sometimes do. I wonder what happened to it. But you can get that off of their album, End of the Century, that came out back in 1980. And I kind of wonder what happened to rock and roll radio. Or just music on radio stations these days. remember growing up as a kid, there was all kinds of different stations out there that played a lot of different types of radio, AM, FM, and as you can tell, I dropped in a little radio spot in between one of the songs in the first set, and I might do that for the rest of this show this week. We'll see what we do, but I found the Boss Sound from the Boss Town, and I didn't realize that it wasn't Bill Kelly who coined that phrase. It was WBZ Radio from way back when. All right, enough of me rambling here. Let's get back to some music. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. Real rock and roll radio.
Me dirt. She gentlemen, you're listening to Dale Dorman.
WRKO Boston.
It's 11:31 on a solid gold weekend. It's a big 68. Got a match?
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. no time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Just finished up there with Joy Division with Transmission from 1979, single off the factory label. Originally was supposed to be on a self-titled LP back then, but never really happened, and it ended up just being released as a single. And I got it off a compilation, I believe, called 1-2-3 Punk and New Wave box set, or 1-2-3-4, I don't know. It was on a compilation, how's that? But we started things off with a bunch of jerks with 70s Euromenge off of their LP Anguish as a Second Language that you can get off of Rumbar Records, released back in 2019. I'm telling you, time does sort of fly by. From 1967, we heard She by the Monkees that you can get off of their More of the Monkees LP. And The Doors. We don't usually play at The Doors on Strike the Box, but found that old air check from Dale Dorman back in, I think it was 1969, I think, maybe, who knows, but we played Light My Fire, which comes off their self-titled The Doors LP back in 1967. The single of that, the B-side, had The Crystal Ship, and I wonder what version Dale Dorman played. I'm sure he played the short single version, which was 2 minutes and 52 seconds, instead of the album version, which I played, which was 7 minutes. And Steve Conte with Recovery Doll, brand new music from Wicked Cool Records. He's Steve Conte's musician that's been with a bunch of groups, the Company of Wolves, Crown Jewels. He teamed up with the New York Dolls when they came back, and also with Peter Wolf. And I noticed that my time is running out here, so let's get back to the music. I am Chris. This is Strike the Box.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal.
Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
Yeah.
Head for the Medford Twin Drive-Ins. On screen one, they got Jerry Lewis in The Errand Boy. And on screen two, it's Elvis Presley in Blue Hawaii. This is your man in the night, Arnie Ginsberg, wooing you on the Night Train Show. And don't forget, in the morning, you want to start the day the fun way with Fenway.
At a bowling alley in Brighton.
And to you, Cecil Harkness Jr., for being the 1961 champion bowler for Southern New England, here is this golden wristwatch.
Golly, thanks a lot for the wristwatch, and there's a pretty inscription there in the back of the watch. Just for me, little, it says to Cecil. It says, did you, Fenway, hit this morning?
WMEX 1510. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Yeah.
started that set out in California and finished the set from California with some Haley and the Crushers with their brand new single, Cul-de-Sac, that you can get off of Robot Kitten Records. Hopefully Malibu Lou will be picking that one up soon, but big thank you to Mark that sent that single along to me so I could share it with you. And some Susie Moon with Special Place in Hell from Pirate Press Records. And thank you to Bill for sharing that one. I heard that on his show last week, or maybe this week, and somewhere, some time ago. And hopefully we'll be getting some more Susie Moon music from Pirate Press Records. Let's hope so. Some Richard and the Young Lions with Open Up Your Door from 1966, a song that made it to number 99 on the Billboard charts. That's off the Philips label. Is that how you say it? Yeah, Philips label. And the Adverts. One of my favorite punk rock bands, I guess you could say. With One Chord Wonders, that was their first single off of Stiff Records back in 1977. The B-side was Quick Step, and their second single was Gary Gilmore's Eyes, off of Anchor Records from 1977. But I have a couple of their songs in different compilations. Some Rolling Stones, with Have You Seen Your Mother? Baby Standing in the Shadow. That's a long title for a single. From 1966, and made it to number 9 back in the Billboard charts. And we also heard some a little Wemex commercial during that set. So I'm going to keep going, go a little past 1 o'clock today, so it's a little bit more than a quickie, you could say. But let me get back to the music. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box. WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
No. watching my TV. Long comes on me. No electricity. I just sit.
This is Simone from Kid Gulliver and Sugar Snow, and you are listening to Strike the Box with Chris Major on WMFO Medford, Mass.